Exercise 2, page 113. Text 1.
You must cease filming immediately as you are in violation of city bylaws which pertain to the granting of permission to film on public property. The law states that a film production company must be granted express written permission by the owner or a representative of such for the use of that property for rehearsing, recording, photographing, or filming scenes intended for public distribution through the medium of motion pictures. Permits must be applied for in advance and, once approved, be displayed prominently on the said property. I am afraid that, unless you can present an approved permit, all filming and associated activities at this location must stop right at this moment, or further action may be taken.
Text 2.
My ears are still ringing.
Yes, it was a bit loud, but it's supposed to be. It's heavy metal, not pop or jazz.
Good point. I guess I should have considered that when I bought the tickets. It was great being so close to the stage. But next time there is a heavy metal show in that venue, I think I'd prefer to be further back. I mean, if that's okay with you.
Sure, but not too far back. I like to be able to feel the energy of the band. You lose a bit of that the further back you go. I'm sure your ears will return to normal soon. It's only been 10 minutes since it ended.
Feeling better already? I mean, it was worth it. I'd been wanting to see them live for a few years now. That live show we watched online a few months ago really got me excited. They certainly lived up to that, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. I think this was one of the best live shows I've seen.
Text 3.
Well, this is something, isn't it?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's just a red square.
It's a bit more than that.
Oh yes, it's so much more. It's a red square on a blue background with a green stripe through the middle.
That's not what I meant. Of course, if you look at it without thinking about it, it is what you say. But that's not the purpose of art.
It's not? I mean, paintings were created for people to look at. What else would one do with a painting? I mean, other than buying or selling it?
What we're doing with it right now.
You mean criticizing it?
You're criticizing it, not me. But yes, why not? Art is there for us to consider, to say why we like it or why we don't. In my opinion, the whole point is to provoke conversation.
Oh, you mean like this? Alex, what do you think about this painting? I think it's a red square, but with a blue background and a green stripe. Oh, but tell me, Alex, what else do you see in it? Nothing. Yes, nothing. That's it.
You honestly don't see anything deeper?
I guess not. Let's hear what you have to say then.
Well, I read that the artist said that the red square represents passion. I don't know about the rest, though. It could be that this feeling has landed on the light blue background, which might represent someone's life, probably the artist's. And the green stripe could be conflict, perhaps brought on by the feeling.
Wow. That's a lot that you think you see there. What makes you think you're right?
Interpreting art has got nothing to do with right or wrong. It's about what the work of art communicates to you.
Okay, but if art is about communication, then what if the artist wants to communicate one thing and the viewer understands it differently?
That's an interesting point you make there. I guess what makes something art is the different ways it can be interpreted.
I feel like we're talking in circles now.
Speaking of circles, let's leave this red square and go take a look at that blue circle over there.
I think I might just as well stand over here and stare at this blank white wall.
Oh, come on. You have to try to be a bit more open-minded when it comes to modern art.